Well, good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. First, I want to thank God that all the saints from East Zion Fair who was with me on that cruise have now arrived home. Everybody's safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Please continue to keep your prayers for me and my family as we are now in Spain doing some more additional vacationing. To God be the glory for all that He has done. Let me tell you, this has been a whirlwind for me. I've watched God do. I've seen God's hand. It has been wonderful to walk the streets of Ephesus, to see the things that God has done, is doing, and will do in the life of so many. Saints, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I want to say that again. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. When I was sitting back thinking this morning, how would I be able to address you all so that you all could be encouraged, uplifted, and feel the presence of God? The Lord said these words to me, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What I did for Paul, what I did for Peter, what I did for the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what I did for Daniel in the lion's den, I can do it for those who are in need of me now. God loves us with an everlasting love, and while there have been many dispensations, many different times in our lives that God has appeared and things have happened, and then God appears again, He wants you to know that He's never, ever going to change His opinion of you. Yes, you have made mistakes. Yes, you have done things that were not right. But His opinion of you is that you are His creation. He died for you. He died that you might live. He died that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We're grateful to God for all that He has done. And as I was going through my time on this cruise that we were on and during my time of seeing the different things that has happened, I began to say, God, you are just awesome. What you did for Paul, you mean you can still do that for me? Well, what you did for the others, you can still do that for me. And He gives me the reassurance to tell you, don't look at the Bible as being a history book, but look at the Bible as being proof, tangible proof of what He is able and capable of doing. Wherever life has landed you, you're only there for a season. That season will soon be over. When that season is over, you will come out victorious. Listen, yes and amen is the end of all of our story. Yes, when sometimes it feels like no, it feels like defeat, but that's not the end of the story. That's the comma to do the development. I want you to hear me this morning. God has something special, something strong, something real for your life. He has not gotten you to this place to alienate you. He has not delivered you from what He's delivered you from just to laugh at you now or have the devil to laugh at you. But He got you to this place with the comma to say, nobody but God can help me in this situation. And when you come through that situation, then you will recognize the true hand of Almighty God. Saints, hold true to the truth of God. Hold firm to the fact that God knows what He's doing, and He's going to work everything in His favor. It doesn't matter which way life lands us. He will work everything according to His will and purpose for our lives. Today's scripture is really interesting because I thought I was going to stay in one of Paul's books, but the Lord directed me to Psalms 138 and the 8th verse. Psalms 138 and the 8th verse. That's Psalm 138 and the 8th verse. Listen to this Psalm of David. He says, the Lord will work out His plans for our lives, for His faithful love endures forever. The Lord will work out His plans for our lives, for His faithful love endures forever. I got to read it one more time. The Lord, Elohim, the Lord will work out His plans for our lives, for His faithful love endures forever. The word of God to you today is simple. The Lord is working it out. I know you've heard that so many times before, but I come to you with true conviction this morning. The Lord is working it out. He's working it out. He's working it out. He's working it out. I know that you don't want to hear that right now because you're in the midst of something going on in your life. He's working it out, my brother. He's working it out, my sister. You have to trust that God knows what he's doing. Your life is not unique to him. He made you. We must learn to trust him. I don't take my car to Uncle Joe's shop. I take my car to the dealer because the dealer knows the product because the dealer made the product. I beg you to take that analogy and use it and make it applicable to your life. Stop going to your relatives. Stop going to your family. Stop going to friends, trying to get them to help you work out something they can't even work out on their own. God is saying to all of us, bring it to me. I'm going to take care of it. As a matter of fact, it's already taken care of. You have to trust that I know what I'm doing. We must trust. Now, listen to this now. We must trust the Lord to be all things to us at all times. Say it again, Pastor. We must trust the Lord to be all things to us at all times. It's meaningless to have trusted him to save your soul, but won't trust him to work out the situation in your life. Did you ever think about that? Here you don't trusted him to save your soul. You're living for him. You're walking for him. You're doing the things that he's called for you to do, but you won't trust him to work out the situation that you're going through. Trust him, my brother. Trust him, my sister. He's working it out for you. I need you to trust that he knows what he's doing. I need you to trust that he is the God who can do anything but fail. Oftentimes we feel that we've heard those words so much that they become a cliche. God can do anything but fail. But let me tell you the power of that. Wait until your back is up against the wall and can't nobody help you. That's when you realize God can do anything but fail. This is why we go through all the things that we go through, because God wants you to see, can't nobody help you like I can help you. Can't nobody save you from whatever you're going through but the Lord. And that's why I'm telling you to trust him. You trusted him with your salvation. Now trust him with this situation. Trust him. God did not create you to destroy you. He didn't love you just to leave you. He didn't save you just to sting you with shock and surprise. Nor did he deliver you to desert you. But it's just the opposite. He saved you, loved you, delivered you to develop you into the being he's created you to be. Now let him work it out. You're going through something. The doctor gave a report. The doctor said, this is your diagnosis. The lawyer said, this is what the judge is going to give you. Your boss may have terminated you, but you got to understand something. God got something better for you. You're up against a wall. But when you're up against a wall, that's when you got to trust the one who created you, the one who made promises to you. This morning, I come to you direct, and I come to you very focused. I don't want the saints of God to be stressed out, worried about stuff that you can't control. You can't control what the doctor's report says. And let me tell you the truth. The doctor's report is correct. Yes, the cancer is there. Yes, the diabetes is there. The lawyer's report is correct. Yes, by right, you should get this, you should get that. But listen to me. God does the impossible. God changes things. And this is what God is telling me to tell you this morning. Stop calling the doctor's report the trick of the enemy. I don't know what unlearned person or preacher told you all that, the doctor told you got cancer, the devil is a liar. No. That report is correct. But let me tell you about my God. He can heal cancer. Let me tell you about my God. He could be a doctor. He could be a lawyer in a courtroom. And he could plead your case to a place where you can say, case dismissed. I've watched it with my very own eyes. I've watched God do things. The doctor told us that we could not have a child. That's what the doctor said. But we didn't stop. We didn't stop and say, okay, well, we're going to surrender. No, and we didn't say that's the trick of the enemy. We just said we're going to trust God. And what God has promised us, he's going to deliver it. And saints of God, he delivered it. I beg you today, don't be self-sufficient. Don't allow what your eyes can see to cause you to give in to its tyranny. But I want you to trust God today. I want you to stand up. Wake up, my sister. The enemy is trying to put you to sleep. Wake up, my brother. The enemy is trying to lure you into a place where you will not be able to trust God. But listen, the more that comes up against you, the more the enemy is going to, the more the Lord is going to bless you. This morning, see, I'm on a different time zone from you all. It is now 11 in the morning here, but it's 5:12 there where you all are. And this morning, I got a text from one of the politicians in Delaware. And she said, Pastor Curry, I just wanted to tell you, we just finished the assembly, and we have given you some money for this project that you're getting ready to do. And I said to myself, Lord, you just do it up anyhow. You just do it up anyhow. I had said to her months and months ago, I need some bond money so that we can go ahead and get this project started so we can build some more houses for my seniors. And she texted me this morning saying, it's in the bond bill. Saints of God, our limitations are not God's limitations. Stop it. Stop it. Stop calling yourself a Christian if you're not going to be a person who follows Christ and believe that God can do anything but fail. At some point in your life, hear what is said. At some point in your life, see what is being seen. And then I want you to trust that God knows what he's doing for your life. Listen to the words of the text from David's mouth. The Lord will work out his plans for our lives. Saints of God, he was encouraging the saints then. I'm encouraging you now. The Lord will work out his plans. His plans are for you to prosper. His plans are for you to be in good health. His plans are for you to have an amen and a yes. At some point in your life, I need you to trust that God knows what he's doing more than you, more than your doctor, more than your lawyer. I think it was the Apostle Peter who said, need be that afflictions come, they make me stronger. When things come up in your life, you have to get closer to God. Everything that pops up in your life, my sister, yes, my sister, I'm talking to you. Everything that pops up in your life that is contrary to where you think you ought to be going, listen closer to God. God is going to direct you. He's going to be your navigation system. It was interesting. Something happened when we were. I had a couple of the same. I had my family and a couple with me. We were on our way to. We were on one of the islands and we rented a car. And while we were renting a car, I called myself driving and trying to get to place A and B. And then the navigation system said do one thing and I didn't do it. So when I didn't do it, the navigation system didn't break down on me. What the navigation system did was it said, okay, now you acknowledge your bad decision. Now you acknowledge the fact that you didn't do what you're supposed to do. Let me give you another route. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to get you to the destiny that we are destined to be at. Did you understand what I just said? I made a mistake. I turned the wrong way. As a matter of fact, I know Reverend Wilson may be on the call right now. I went down a one-way street in a foreign country. I was unnerved. But the navigation system turned us around and put us where we needed to be. Saints of God, God knows what he's doing. He's your navigator. He knows what he's doing. Trust him today. Can I plead with you this morning? I know I was in the airport one time, and I was somewhere else another time, and I was in a hurry. This morning, I'm steadfast in making sure you understand. God knows what he's doing. You got to trust him. Sister, you ain't going to get no better until you trust God. Brother, it ain't going to turn in your favor until you trust God. I don't care what everybody else is saying. I don't care what the other preachers are saying. Listen to me this morning. God is saying he's after your trust. If you cannot trust him, he can't trust you. And he's the one who has all the power. He's the one that has all the abilities. He's the one who has all the answers. But he's asking for one thing from you. Trust him. That's what he's asking. He's asking you to trust him. And that's why this morning I'm saying to you, the Lord is working it out. Because it's already worked out. You're walking through it. There have been some detours. There have been some lonely nights. There have been some hurt. There's been some pain. There's been some misery. But he's working it out. I know I got somebody on this call who can testify that they were at a dark place in their life, but they trusted God, and God worked it out for them. And that person needs to be able to tell you, if you just trust him, he'll work it out. If you just trust him, he'll work it out. He's done it before. I opened up the prayer call this morning by sharing with you that the same streets Paul walked up, I walked up. And that may not mean nothing to you, but as a Paulinian preacher, that means a whole lot to me. And the Lord kept saying, the same way I blessed him, I'll bless you. You ain't got to look at Paul as being a god. No, I am your God. And how I brought Paul through, how I blessed Paul, how I made a way for Paul, I can do the same thing for you. Trust him, my brothers. Trust him, my sisters. He's working it out. The whole world is here. And you are the most important element of this world to your God. You have to trust that he knows what he's doing, and he's working it out in your favor. That's all you have to do. You don't have to get into this tongue speaking. You don't have to get into the hollering and the screaming. You just got to trust. Trust. And let me tell you what I say every time I'm up against a trouble. I say, Lord, I trust you. I don't understand how things are going to work out. People think I got all the answers. Some people say, you ask Pastor Curry, he'll tell you, he knows everything. I don't. I'm feeble. Can I be honest? Can I be transparent with you this morning? I'm feeble. I'm hurt. I'm flawed. I know you never heard a pastor say that before in your life, but I've got to be honest with you. I make mistakes, but I trust God. With all of my flaws, with all of my mistakes, I trust God. And he said, if you trust me, I'll lead and guide you into all truth. That word I stand on. My daughter would tell you, whenever she asks for something, she'll tell you what's the first thing he's going to say. We'll see what the Lord is going to do. And what gets on her nerves sometimes is the Lord didn't give me a response as quickly as she wants one. Now, some things, quite natural, is natural, but there are some harder things. And when there are harder things, she don't understand. I got to consult God because I'm not going to get caught out here by myself. I'm not going to make a decision that I have to pay a costly price for when the Lord could have given me a different way. I beg you, you made mistakes in your life. The navigator wants to navigate you back on path. Yeah, I know you cried. I know you were sad. I know you had issues. But listen to me. He loves you. And David says in our text today, he's going to work out his plans for our lives. The Lord is working it out. That's all I want to make sure you understand today. Trust him to work it out. Trust him. He's working it out. Trust, this whole world is here, but you're the element he's paying attention to. God proved his love in that while you were yet a sinner, he died for you. Don't you let nobody change that opinion. That's the truth. That's the fact. That's the hardcore reality. Satan wants you to feel defeated and depleted. But regardless of where life has landed you, you already got victory. Did y'all hear that this morning? You already got victory. No weapon that's formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you is going to be judged. So why don't you just go ahead and praise God in the midst of the doctor's report? Why don't you go? See, that's what trust does. See, oh, thank you, Lord. He just dropped it in my spirit. That's what trust does. Trust celebrates the Lord in the midst of opposition. The doctor said it. Okay, I heard you. Now let me show you what I do. I'm a praiser. I'm a worshiper, not because I'm happy that you say I got cancer. I don't worship God. I worship God because I trust him. If it was for my life to leave here and be in his presence with this cancer, then it's going to be that way. But I trust God. Let us not be atheists and then profess to be Christians. No, I trust him. I trust him with my life. I trust him with my family. I trust him with my health. I trust him with my money. I trust him with my church. I trust him. I told you already I was flawed, but I trust God. And that's what he's after in the time that we live in. He's after our trust. How do we know that he's working it out would be my question this morning. How do we know that he's working it out. Here it is. We are his creation. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. He invented us. We are his handiwork. He's working it out because he knows before you were born, he already had thoughts for you. Before you came to this world, he already knew the plan that was established for your life. So that's how I know he's working it out, because we are his creation. It ain't like the devil gave us to him. No, he gave free will to us. And by him giving us free will, we chose to sin and do wrong. And because of that, he then says, I'm going to let you do what you do. But at the end of the day, my will be done. What a great God we serve. Not only do we know that he's working it out because he created us, but also because we are his concern. Yes, sirree, we are his concern. We are his responsibility. He is committed to us. He is he has an obligation to us based on his word. He'll never go back on his word. In his word, he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Even in the midst of us going crazy, he still holds true to his word. That's why while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Don't you ever think because you made a mistake in your life that the Lord Jesus Christ has turned his back on you. No. That's not how it works. He said, I didn't come to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved. For all of you who want to judge people, who always got a condemnation of people, you're not even living like Christ lived. You can't judge people. You can't condemn people. He came that he could save the world, deliver the world. Our goal is to let the deliverance of God lead and guide us to the next level where God would have us go. And here's the last reason. How do we know that he's working it out? Not only because we are his creation and his concern, but we are his celebration. He's waiting to get the testimony out. See, you already got victory, but right now it looks like you got defeat. But when you reach the victory, there's going to be a shout. When you reach the victory, there's going to be a dance. When you reach the victory, there's going to be restoration. And you're going to be able to say, had it not been for the Lord who was on my side. See, that's the celebration he's after. He's after you seeing, after going through the devil's tricks and schemes and gimmicks, that you came out and you came out stronger. You came out and you came out wiser. You came out and you came out better. My brothers and sisters, I got to leave you this morning, but I got to be honest with you. There's not a friend. There's not a savior. There's not a healer. There's not a deliverer like the Lord. You can talk to your mama if you want to. You can talk to your daddy if you want to. You can talk to your pastor if you want to. You can talk to your friends if you want to. You can talk to yourself if you want to. But you need to learn how to trust the God who saved your soul. I know it hurts. I know what you're going through. And even if I don't know, listen to me. I know who he is. He's all things to all people. He can do anything but fail. Today, he's working it out. I know you've heard it before. Now believe it this time. He's working it out. He's after your trust. He's after your trust. He's after your trust. Will you trust him this time? I know you trusted him to save your soul, but will you trust him this time to make you whole? Did you hear what I just said? You trusted him to save your soul. Now this time, will you trust him to make you whole? He's going to turn it. He's going to work it out. He's going to fix it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. Somebody is feeling me this morning. You woke up this morning with your head low, but you're feeling the presence of God coming in. I told you all a couple of weeks ago before I left the church, I said to you all, I said something special is going to happen in worship today, and it did. God shadowed and laid upon. We almost couldn't get to the announcement. That's how powerful the power of God was. I beg you today. I beg every person who can hear me. I beg you to trust God. I beg you to trust him. Trust him to fix it. Trust him to work it out. Trust him to bless your soul. He's a good way maker. He's a burden bearer. He's a heart fixer. And he's a mind regulator. This morning, the word of God to the people of God comes from Psalms 138. And the 8th verse, David is saying, the Lord will work out his plans for our lives, for his faithful love endures forever. His love is not temporary, but it's forever. He loves you. You will make it. You will survive. You will get past this moment, and you're going to see the glory of God again, because there's a celebration at the end of your trial and of your tribulation. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, I thank you. I thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. Father, I thank you for every person that went with us out of the country, all of them, even the two that were left behind, all of them are now home safe. And God, we thank you. We thank you, God, because you're true to your word. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. The delay does not mean a denial. It does not mean that it won't happen. And God, we thank you. And God, I thank you for all the worshipers on this call. You have been faithful to us. You have been kind to us. You have been merciful to us. And God, sometimes we've not shown our gratitude. Sometimes we've not shown our loyalty. Sometimes we've not shown our trust. But this morning, God, we say thank you. We say thank you for not cutting us off. We say thank you for not destroying us. We say thank you for looking beyond our faults and catering to our needs. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Bless us on this day. Let this day be the first day of the rest of our lives. Let us use this day to trust you more than we did yesterday, but not as much as we're going to trust you tomorrow. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. And Father, we magnify you. This morning, God, there are many who have come with prayer lists. Father, this one is praying for this, and some are praying for the other. I don't know who's on their list. I don't know the circumstances that they're praying for. But what I do know is that you're God and that you can do anything but fail. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray today that you would strengthen, heal, deliver, and set free. I pray today that your power will be with them. And, Father, we thank you for every person that can hear my voice today. Continue to strengthen them and lift them up. Lift them up, every person who's calling in from all across the country of the United States. Whoever is calling him, Father, strengthen them in the name of Jesus and build them up. And we give you glory and we give you honor. And God, we give you praise. And now, God, I thank you. I thank you, God, for this day we're about to enter into. Father, help us to be stronger. Help us to be wiser. Help us to be better, that we may reflect who you are. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for all your time that you placed even when you're on vacation. You're still there just for us to hear the word. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed day. Thank you, God. I'm glad that Ms. Glenda and Tammy made it home safely. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen to that.
Have a blessed one, y'all.
God bless.
God bless.
With everybody on this phone, look.